Ooh, yeah. I am the mongoose, and I don't know if you had a chance to look around the diamonds around my neck, but yeah, that's a money chain. Get to my right, America's favorite degenerate gambler, Sal Baps.
Yeah, I knew you were wearing the chain from the recap video, so I rocked my actual real chain that's worth a couple hundred bucks.
Well, they can't see it, Sal Baps. Show it one more time if it's worth
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's an emerald frog.
Who are you? Are you Dave Portnoy with the goldfish around your neck?
Don't compare me to him. I'm the farthest thing from
that. Is that Pepe Le Frog?
No, it's not a Pepe. It's just, okay. This is old, man. I bought this before that was like a thing. This is like
gotcha. Okay,
6, 7.
Salbaps has a
real jewelry doesn't go bad though, man. It never goes bad. It's timeless.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Bro, I don't have any real besides the money chain here, of course.
Bro, like the watch that's buried like in my grandfather's coffin is still probably. You know what I mean? Like, that shit don't go bad.
Yeah.
That's why people gold hunt. That's why people do that shit. Like,
okay, yeah.
They take metal detectors and shit to, like, the beaches, or they take them to old battlefields, dude, because at Gettysburg, so, like, if you were to go with their metal detector, right, you could, like, actually get, like, a Confederate, like, or a Union soldier, like, pocket watch. That's just solid gold.
No
it's
shit.
Like, you're rich. That's it. You're done.
Well, we're...
You don't have to do this podcast. You don't have to do nothing.
We're going to Gettysburg to ghost hunt and steal gold off...
If you don't ghost hunt, you don't want to bring back the satanic spirits.
True. That could be bad.
Which is bullshit, by the way. That's not even real.
Actually, no. If you don't believe in ghosts, go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
My whole life.
And you're saying you didn't
Nothing's ever happened to me, dude.
Okay, well.
Ever.
I've talked to other people. They've had different experiences. But nevertheless.
People are weird, bro.
If you miss
shit that's not real.
If you miss the Sunday night recap show, and how dare you for missing the Sunday night recap show, I went 5-1. Sal Baps here went 3-3. He cooled off just a bit. He had been smoking hot the past couple weeks.
Yeah, thanks for the soft promotion.
And we do apologize for being 15 minutes late tonight. That's because we were testing out the Zoom for tomorrow. Sal Baps, what are we doing tomorrow morning?
We're going to be famous.
We're going on the AP for Liberty Rumble show. AP for Liberty. Some of you may know him here. If you're on here, Rumble, watching us right now on the live stream, he does have one of the top news shows in the morning. He's often featured on the front page. He gets like 50,000 views per episode. Sal Baps, how did we finagle this guy to actually allow us on his show?
I'm assuming he felt bad for us.
Yeah, probably just felt bad.
And we're like, yo, dude, like, check us out. We're not woke. And he's like, yo, cool, man. Come on my show.
Well, nevertheless, we're going to be on it.
I mean, that's what happened, though.
Basically.
I saw the message. You're like, yo, bro, check out my anti-woke college football gambling show. He's like, whoa, cool, man.
So check us out, 9:30 a.m., AP for Liberty, AP for Liberty on Rumble. It's going to be Sal Baps is going to be live on another person's show. So God help us all. God save the queen.
I don't know. I mean, I think I can I'll be all right. I'll be well-behaved.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Nevertheless.
Dude, we might as well have fun.
So
if it goes bad, I'm in the same goddamn position I am right now anyway. So.
Quick recap. I did go 5-1. I am now 33-30 on the year. Sal Baps is 31-29. Together, we are 64-59. We are at 52%. Just a tip, Sal Baps, beneath paid capper status.
Yeah, I mean, dude, there's paid cappers that have way worse records than
absolutely.
I can guarantee you that. I'm not going to say their names, but
well,
they're out there, trust me.
Say their names, fuck it.
No.
Say their names.
They're out there, trust me.
They're definitely out there. So here we are, though, at 52%.
And they lie. At least we document our shit for everyone.
We do.
You know what I mean? Like, even the weeks that I've gone 1-5, gone 1-5, we don't lie. We suck.
Even the weeks, because I'm a math illiterate and I've given out too many picks, we've still played those picks. And I lost on those picks.
Dude, you've given out 8 picks before.
That's true. I have.
Like, and we didn't. We still posted.
We still posted.
Whatever.
Still posted. So that's how we roll. Boss Cocklock did lose because you can't ever trust a team from the Big Ten West. But still.
Yeah, I mean, if you missed the recap show, we fucking hammered Nebraska for this bullshit performance.
Yeah.
I don't even fucking feel like talking about it again. We lost. We're sorry. We got a winner this week, though.
We got a winner this week. Boscock Lock is still 6-4, hitting at a rate of 60%. We will take it. Sal Babs,
yeah, we'll take it.
Here we are moving into week 11, moving and grooving. We got a solid December 7th is coming up here. That's going to be conference championship weekend.
Yeah, so we got bowl games.
We got roughly 4 weeks here of the, you know, regular season or semi-regular season. I guess conference championship
fast.
Isn't regular season. We got, I guess, 3 weeks of the regular season.
Which is not the fastest fall ever. I feel like it was fucking fastest. August. Like, 10 seconds ago.
I literally feel like we were... I literally feel like we were buying that camera at the Guitar Center.
Like 5 minutes ago. I agree.
It didn't happen, the passage of time here.
Unreal, man. Just so crazy. I don't know if it's like... That's just like what old people do. Like when you're older, it's just that's how life is. That's why... You know what I mean? They're always like, hey, you better enjoy your life while it's good. Because when you're... in your mid-30s, it goes by fast.
Yeah, maybe that's why I make so many Medicare sales, is my old clients just feel bad for me. You know, they're trying to relive their youth.
Well, I'm not going to admit your secret on air of how you get sales, but you do have some secret sauce that is borderline unethical.
It is not. No,
unethical.
Don't even put that out there. Right. Don't even put that out there. Absolutely
all right,
not.
Let me disclaimer. That's my opinion. It's unethical.
It is all under.
But I'm also correct.
Under standard.
All right. So we got new rankings tonight.
Yeah, give
they
it to me. I haven't looked at them at all.
This
so
is what
I'm
we're gonna
give
do.
You,
we're gonna
give
do
you raw, honest.
I'm
tape.
Gonna give you. I'm going to give you the rankings. Mm-hmm. You're either going to say overrated, underrated, or gay.
Okay.
Got it.
And gay gay is just right, I'm guessing.
Gay is what is basically Utah. Just and
gay.
Whatever's gay.
Yeah, okay.
So just use your best judgment.
All right.
So we have Ohio State is still one. We have Georgia still at two. We're not gonna do anything with that. Michigan at three. You're not gonna do anything with that. Florida State 4, not gonna do anything with that because they're 9-0. You can't do anything with that. Washington 5, Oregon 6.
Can we pause on Florida State?
I knew that's why I tried to speed through it because I knew you were going to fucking do this.
Yeah.
All right, so Florida State is
overrated.
Okay, but why?
Okay, what's Florida State's best win this year?
LSU,
correct. That is absolutely the right answer. Is LSU?
I know because I lost $20,000.
is LSU a team that screams? I don't know. Top 15 to you right now?
Yeah, actually.
Top 15.
Dude, their only losses are Florida State, who's ranked fourth, and Alabama, who's ranked eighth. How the fuck is that, like, bad?
Okay, well, I'm just saying that a team like Washington, who still arguably has the best win against Oregon this year, is a better team.
Look, I'm not saying that Washington's not better than them. They probably are. I'm just saying that, like, I don't know what the committee's going to do with these Pac-12 teams. I feel like they, like, aren't going to put them in. I don't know. Because, like... we know Michigan and Ohio State have to play each other, right? So one of these is going to cancel
out.
So that's going to leave a spot open, right? So, like, the problem with that is would they put a one-loss Alabama team in if they beat Georgia over a one-loss Oregon or a Washington team? I mean, I don't know. There's a lot to play out. We can't even really go over it.
Yeah.
There's too much to play out left. So we'll just go Florida State's overrated. That's fine.
Okay.
Texas at 7.
Gay.
It is gay. I don't like it at all. All right. Alabama at 8.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Underrated.
I think we can go to a little underrated here.
Yeah.
Ole Miss at 9.
Overrated. Ole Miss is more overrated than Florida State.
It's pretty wild they have them that high, man.
Yeah.
I got to say that.
Yeah.
All right, they have Penn State at 10.
Overrated.
I think it's just gay.
that too, but.
Yeah. All right, Louisville 11, definitely overrated. I don't even need to.
Yeah, the schedule has been garbage.
This is fucking stupid, this ranking. Oregon State 12, definitely overrated.
Overrated.
Tennessee 13.
Underrated.
I guess underrated.
Underrated.
Missouri 14.
Underrated.
Underrated. Oklahoma State 15. Underrated.
Underrated.
Kansas underrated.
Let me stop you on Oklahoma State. You can buy on some books Oklahoma State to make the playoff right now at plus 2,500.
They have two losses, though.
They have two losses.
I would. I actually. That's actually a ripoff. I actually demand it be higher.
A little.
They have two losses.
A little chaos. Texas wins out, national stage.
Yeah, explain how it happened.
Big 12 championship game. Dr. Pepper's there. They got all the, you know, the fag rejects there who are tossing the football 5 yards at halftime.
Why do they get the kids who, like, can't do anything?
They get literal autistic kids who've never seen a football in their entire life.
Autistic kids actually are better than that. Like, autistic kids actually can concentrate on a task and do it.
True.
These are, like, the biggest dweebs. I mean, I get it, right? Because, like, I think I figured it out. Live on air, I think I figured it
okay.
out. They can't get kids who know, like, have athletic backgrounds. It'd be too easy.
They used to
like,
do
they
that.
Need to get
20
people,
years ago, they did have athletic kids.
They did. But, like, they
and
need
it was,
to
like,
get,
25 yards
they
out.
They need to get kids who can't do anything other than, like, scream racism and sexism
yeah,
on
right.
the campuses.
Well,
to actually throw an inflatable object into a goal.
Right.
And that for them is extremely difficult. As
okay.
we know, they're not cool people.
Right.
So
but we're
that,
there.
That means that it makes it actually more interesting, I say.
okay.
Right?
Well, no. It's horrible.
I think it does.
It's horrible. It's the worst thing ever. But that's going on at halftime. Texas is down 5 points. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The entire nation is watching. And then second half, Ollie Gordon comes out and runs it down Texas's fucking throats. And all of a sudden we have the debate. Does a conference champion, because the committee has always said, and they've been true to the Salbaps, conference championships matter. And we have, let's say, a one-loss Ohio State for this number four spot, we'll say. A Ohio State team that loses to Michigan by 14 points and a Oklahoma State team that is red hot that beats Texas by 10. I say Oklahoma State can make the playoff still.
That's why we need eight teams.
I if we're going to do the playoff,
like,
I agree.
Because if we're going to do the playoffs and we have eight teams, they try to make it seem – well, I mean, they're doing it. Aren't they doing it next year? It's like next season they're starting it. It's
yeah,
like 2024,
but yeah,
right?
But it's like 12 teams.
Is it 12 now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
– that's a little
– yeah, that's
– queer.
A little queer. That's what I'm saying.
A little queer.
That's what I'm saying.
Because the difference between 1 and 8 isn't that drastic, but when you get into 12, see, now you're fucking – if you did that and that was real, you'd have Louisville and Oregon State in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean –
like, what are they going to do against Ohio State and Georgia?
They're
like, going to
lose.
So
they're going to lose by 28.5.
Whatever. Anyway, so right. We're at
Kansas.
Kansas.
Underrated.
Oklahoma, gay. Utah, gay.
Oklahoma, overrated.
LSU, underrated. 19, that's crazy.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
that's a little wild. But they are 6-3. Like, that's not cool. So they're lucky to actually be ranked if you're thinking about it.
Yeah, but they still
they're like the best 6-3 team ever, though.
They're slightly they're
Notre
slightly
Dame 7-3 overrated. They shouldn't even be ranked.
True.
Horrendous. Everyone should die on that team.
Yeah.
Arizona 21st. Underrated. Absolutely.
Is there a team outside the top 10?
No.
That you don't want to play right now?
No.
Yeah, it's Arizona.
Dude, Arizona's insane,
I would cap. I would cap Arizona over even Oklahoma State right now.
Dude, Arizona's fucking insane.
Arizona.
Dude, this team just doesn't stop being gross, dude.
Gross.
Like, they're just gross.
Absolutely gross.
All right, Iowa at 22nd. Gay.
Gay.
Any Big Ten West team
gay.
Is gay.
Yeah, automatically
so,
gay.
So, Tulane 23, just whatever.
Yeah, gay.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
24th in North Carolina. Actually underrated. That's underrated.
I don't know.
They're 7-2. It's underrated. That's
yeah.
Come
on.
I mean, Notre Dame is not better than that. Like,
true. I would cap
Iowa.
True.
If North Carolina played Iowa, they would beat them 41-4.
It's true.
Two safeties is what Iowa would get. Like, that's what the score would be. Like, and then Kansas State at 25. Just okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Whatever. So that's your rankings.
No Mountain West teams in the top 25, huh?
You really want to see UNLV in there?
No. I think Fresno would get the nod, but
yeah.
I do. So who's Tulane? Tulane is our group of five team who would go to the New Year's Day then.
Yeah.
For the second year in
a
row.
As of now.
Second year in a row. Shout out.
They won their bowl. They beat USC.
Well, you know, James Madison's undefeated, but because they're brand new.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
That's such bullshit.
They can't even play for the conference.
That's such a gay, fake rule. Like, who says that's a good idea?
Yeah, that's horrible. That's horrible.
Like, I don't know. Whatever. All right.
If you're undefeated, I don't care if you've been in the freaking FBS for 2 years, you should be able to play for the conference championship. That rule makes no sense whatsoever.
I don't know. So anyways, you found out we had to do a Zoom test before the show.
Yeah, that's why we were late.
I guess you had just found out that Tyreek Hill
said that
he's going to retire from football and do porn. To others, he already said this. This is already happening. You, I guess, are astonished by this.
I am astonished.
And are now looking to try to get in that porn.
Let's
do sexual shit with Tyreek Hill, but
right.
To be a cuckold in the video.
Yeah, so my idea, because I have, when I was in L.A., I did speak to one of the top porn agencies.
Dude, I can't.
They did offer me a contract. I used to have the voicemail saved. I actually texted her a couple weeks ago, just seeing what was up. Offer still on the table.
God.
Offer still on
for
the table.
What?
Apps. For, like, browsers.
What's your role? Are you having sex? Are you the Papa John's pizza guy who is like, oh my God, this guy's fucking my wife. I'll just sit here and jerk off while they triple team. Like, who are you in the porn?
Well, in the Tyreek Hill porn, I'm definitely the pizza delivery driver who has his girlfriend cucked in front of him by Tyreek Hill. Absolutely.
I would walk home like, hey, it's Tyreek Hill. He's fucking my wife.
Absolutely. And I would gladly do it. I would be on College Game Day billboards and signs all across the nation.
Merch I could sell from that.
just me in a Domino's suit going.
I would go to every tailgate in every NFL stadium and just sell that shirt out the back of my trunk of you. Like,
I would.
Tyreek Hill. So yeah, you're fucking my wife. They're so, like, that's all. The director's like, that's all the words you could say. You can't say anything else. Now just sit there and start jerking off. Like, that's what I would have.
That's how it would go. And I would do it for that because I.
It would go viral. Dude,
but, I mean,
it would go viral. It would be the most watched thing in the internet ever.
She did say, starting out, you have to, quote, pay your dues.
So gay porn.
I mean, I don't know what that means, but
it means gay. Means
it probably does.
Might have to take a little cock, dude, for a little bit of respect.
Have you noticed all the?
You might have to get some respect, and in that world, you might have to touch a little dick, and that's fine.
Respect to my name.
It's not gay if it's for money.
Yeah.
It's not gay.
Yeah.
It's not gay if it's for money. It's gay if you willingly want to do that.
Have you noticed all the trannies that are now in mainstream porn, by the way? I'm not a fan of this.
No, I didn't know this. What do you explain?
Like, front page of browsers, you know, I'm, you know, scrolling down.
Oh, dude, they try to dupe you, yeah.
Yeah.
People are bitching about this.
And it's like a hot blonde chick, and then, like, camera pans down.
That's why you got to, dude, look, that's why you got to read the comments right away, because there's always, like, a hero at the top comment with the most likes. It's like, click out at the dude. Not duped. Get out.
Save yourself.
Yeah, there's always, like, a hero, and he's, like, the top comment.
Oh, shit. I got a like here on Hinge. South
Apps. We got a live Hinge like.
So I don't know. This is weird. I set my Hinge to Kansas.
Can I see her?
I set my Hinge to Kansas City because
you
that's
just pick random towns.
Yeah, random towns. Just to see
what's out there.
What's out there? This is what a chick in Kansas City looks like. That's about right. That's about right for Kansas City.
Let's read me her interest.
I'm going to show you some of my.
Well, just read me. I want to see her profile.
I'm going to show you.
Go back to Kansas City.
I'm going
to
show you my Miami matches here.
Right, but I don't care about those. I want to see what people in Kansas City do for fun. I want to see what she likes to do.
Look at Miami.
That's an AI generated person. That's not a real. You should block them.
No, that's a hashtag or that means she did a selfie verification. So that actually is real.
I can do that with look. That is a bot, AI-generated person.
Okay, all right, here you go. My simple pleasures, sunsets, beers, and cuddles. That's very Kansas City.
I mean, she drinks beer. That's cool.
She's a nurse.
That's cool. I'm dating a nurse.
Typical fun day. Sunday fun day somewhere watching my Chiefs.
I mean, typical. Keep going. Okay. This is like, I knew there'd be Chiefs in the profile.
Right,
I knew that. And that was like a wrap.
Chiefs and
beer was like, yeah. I want to know what else she likes.
Yeah. We'll get along if you're down to try new things and can match my vibe.
So she wants someone to give her anal.
Yeah, basically.
Is exactly what that means, dude.
And then she's on.
That's what that means.
She's on a boat.
So she looks like a daddy's girl, a rich girl, from the Ozark area, as we saw with the boats.
Yeah.
Lot of money, likes the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Probably got out of a relationship, and she wants to start Breaking Bad, so she wants to, like, go to a Chiefs game, drink Miller Lite, and get anal. That's what I'm thinking.
So,
I mean, if you're into that, go to Missouri, but I highly doubt you're going to do
that. What city should I go to next, do you think? Where do you think? I'm like, where's Waldo?
Try Pittsburgh, because at least you could go there.
I've tried Pittsburgh. It's actually not so hot. Not so hot there for the Hinge. Bumble, yes. Not so good for the Hinge.
All right, I don't know. I'll pick it at random later. Let's move into some football here.
Okay.
Now that we're done with some porn.
Okay.
Some porn news.
Yeah, porn news. Tyreek Hill. Bang bros.
I mean, it's got to be, like, really big. It's got to be huge, right? I mean, he's so jacked.
Yeah, it's probably...
I mean, it's got to be
the size of my
leg,
forearm, yeah,
leg,
yeah.
Because, dude, even Antonio Brown, and he's not like a huge, strong person.
Yeah,
I mean, that thing came out of the water like one of those submarine looking to see if it hit its target. You see that shit pop up, and like that was what it looked like.
Yeah.
In that pool.
Yeah,
just beating off in a pool in public
in Saudi Arabia, right?
I don't know why Urban said that. I swear that was like in Miami.
Oh, was it? Okay. I swear
it was in the States. Okay. I don't know why.
I thought it was the Middle East.
I mean, I might be wrong. Okay. But like, what is Antonio Brown doing over there anyways?
I don't know. Just hanging with the Sultan of oil, man.
All right. Let's get into some bets here or what?
Yeah, we can do that.
I mean, let's just get into it.
We came
on late. We got to speed up. We got to get the people what they want.
They're
not here for your porn auditions or your Hinge dates.
Well, you say that now.
We do need to discuss it because it's important to me what happens on your dating profile.
Yeah.
So anyways, I went 3-3 last week. I promised to do better. I'm still over 500. You got to give me credit for that, right? I'm still here. I'm still alive. A good week here is well over paid capper status. I should be paid capper anyways,
but
I'm not because I refuse to believe in it. Play should be free on the internet and free transparency.
Before you get started, AP for Liberty just messaged me. Any other questions or things you want included for tomorrow?
Can we discuss what your role would be in a Tyreek Hill porno? I'm kidding, but like, we'll do that off air. We'll do that off air. So anyways, I'm going to go into my pick six here. I'm going to go with Washington against Utah here.
Mm.
Washington -8.5. Look, there's no time for... you know, come down games in the Pac-12. Every team can beat you. You got to go back to work here. So I like Washington. I don't think they're going to be exhausted from the USC game because they don't have time, bro. There's no time. They're undefeated. They're knocking on the door right outside the top five. They know Michigan plays Ohio State coming up.
Yeah.
Penn State could even, not that it'll happen, but they could even beat Michigan this week. They're right there. They've got to show up, and I don't believe that Utah can keep up with this team. So we're going to lay the 8.5 here. The next play is my favorite on the board, Tennessee -1 at Missouri. Look, Missouri played Georgia. Really good, right? It's a good game. Guess what? When you play Georgia, kind of fucking sore. Kind of like... these girls after Tyreek Hill's porn.
I was just about to say that, actually.
I saw your face. I was going to beat you to it. You're going to be sore. That's what it's like to play Georgia. You're going to feel like these girls in Brazzers videos. So, like,
it is at home.
It's not fun. So, like, the game here, I like Tennessee. They had a soft bye. UConn, right? We took it. I took it. I capped it on the show.
True.
They won by 700.
Great pick.
So, it was an easy bet.
Should have been the boss cock lock, but we're
should have been, but we're gay, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So look, we're on Tennessee here. It's a great value. They just basically have to win the game. If they win by one, then just don't bet anymore because you're not that lucky. Next play, Mississippi +10.5 at Georgia. That's right. The team you said was overrated and gay in our rankings. I'm taking them.
Well, that's because Kiffin covers every game, though. That's not because
it's
they're
not
good.
Betting and power rankings are
two. They're going to be down 17 with 3 seconds left, and he's going to do a fullback plunge.
That's what I mean. So, like, we're going to take the 10 and a hook. Like, I'll take that.
Which, by the way, they're 6-2 against the spread.
Yes, they are.
One of those games they lost was that week I had the 9-leg parlay. And they were the only loss.
Team that did
cost
it.
Me $30,000.
Yeah, we could use that.
What
right
the fuck,
now.
Lane?
I could have used that. I mean, I would have killed you and taken it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we're taking Mississippi plus 10.5. Next play, I'm scratching it. I took it, but I'm not going to cap it. We're moving on to the plays that I am taking. Ohio State against this stupid program hosting Michigan State. They're laying 31.5. Is that a big number?
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter because Michigan State's going to get killed here. They had their little glory in beating Nebraska.
I thought you almost said glory.
Everyone's on to basketball, which isn't even going great. That's how toxic and pathetic this school is.
Didn't you guys lose?
We lost to unranked James Madison. And for anyone out there who's like, oh, well, isn't James Madison fun cool? Yeah, in football. They're cool in football.
Oh, they're not cool in basketball.
Dude, they're not as cool as they are in football. Football, they should be in the fucking power. They should be ranked.
Right, right.
They should be. This is much bullshit.
So maybe they're underrated in basketball as well.
I think Michigan State is just like the worst place to be right now in the country.
Okay.
Like, so it's just not a great vibe.
Okay.
I'm only repping this because everything else I had is in the laundry. I would not be repping this team in
public. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
So, anyways, we're going to go with Ohio State to roll Gretchen Whitmore and her Spartans. Anyways, next game, Oregon minus 15 hosting USC. Disaster program. Kids are crying in the stands with their mothers. Fired the defensive coordinator. Nothing's going to change. Lincoln Riley definitely flirting with the NFL. This program's a joke. They're going to go to the Big Ten and not even win there because they can't even win in this league. So what are they going to do in the Big Ten? What's going to change?
So USC has a very important defensive coordinator hire coming up here. They need to either go after a big name hire like Penn State did with Manny Diaz.
That's the only way to go.
Ohio State with Jim Knowles.
No, if you're USC, you have to go boss cock name. You cannot go with these little dick pussy guys who are assistants that get promoted. If you're USC, you got to take a shot on an ex-head coach who is overqualified for the job.
Dave Aranda.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to be Dave Aranda.
Those are the kind of names that you want
right.
for this job.
Right, Dave Aranda. Or Jim Leonard, former interim head
Another
coach.
Another one, yes.
Former interim head coach of Wisconsin. Knows the Big Ten. Very good defensive coordinator.
That's what I mean, dude. You got to go with guys who are overqualified.
They will.
For this position.
They will.
But right now, that doesn't happen. That's not real. So we're going with Oregon. At home, 10:30. Place is gonna be lit, dude. They're gonna be drunk all day. I think game day's there. So I mean, they love going to fucking Eugene, dude. That's a great time up there. Probably one of my favorite college towns in the country, personally.
The cheerleaders always look great.
Just the vibe there is great. It's a fun time, man. I mean, who doesn't love?
How is that town?
Who doesn't love a team called the Ducks?
How is that town?
There's something American about liking a team called the Ducks. Wow. That's why we all liked
the Mighty Ducks
as kids. There's just something cool about it. Yay, like
quack, quack.
Ducks.
Quack,
yeah,
quack.
Like quack.
Quacktastic.
There's something cool about it.
Absolutely.
When your mascot's a fat fucking gay duck walking around with no pants on, like fingering cheerleaders and smacking people in the face, doing push-ups and shit. There's something American about that.
Did you see on game day when the duck sat on the ground and like the hot ESPN host chick, like he tried to get her to basically sit on top of him?
Oh yeah.
That was a boss cock move.
Dude, that duck is
I like that
he's
duck.
A real bro.
Yeah.
He's a bro.
He's a bro, man.
Bruh. He's a good friend of ours. Yeah. He's a good friend of the show.
Yeah, good friend of the show.
So we're taking him on his 15. Anyways, next one. This is a good play. This is like the best play on the whole board. There's no argument. If you argue it, you are doing gay porn.
For Tyreek Hill.
For Tyreek Hill.
You're his fluffer.
So
how much would it take?
This poor thing got me dying, bro. You guys think we're retarded, you gotta understand the context. Before this show, we had a Zoom meeting with a buddy of ours. And he just got informed about this Tyreek Hill thing.
I just learned.
Was like,
I was flabbergasted.
He was like a kid who found out about, like,
Santa isn't real.
Yeah, like he was like, what? He's like, I gotta call my agent back. Like, anyways, Air Force minus 19 to bounce back and blow out woke gay Hawaii. What do you think of this? He had a really bad game. A lot of people bet this game. I know people that lost huge parlays on this game.
Right.
Really fucked a lot of people over. I say this about betting, dude. When you get fucked over by a team, the best thing to do is actually take them again the next week.
Right, which I did. Like, I did with Wyoming. How'd that work out for me?
Right, but that was—I mean, you got really screwed on that though with that total. That was kind of fake. Mm-hmm. But to go right back to it, like, and nothing in gambling is 100%. I mean, Hawaii can cover. I just believe that going back with a really good football team, a well-coached football team, a disciplined football team that had a bad game, they usually bounce back. And that's true in the NFL, too.
Yeah.
Like, it happens in NFL well-coached teams. If they have, like, a really bad game, like, as douchey as Colin Cowherd is, like, one good thing, like, that, like, maybe the only good thing I've ever heard him, like, ever say that's absolutely 100% the truth,
okay,
is when you see a team get their ass kicked.
Yeah.
And they're a good team. They get their ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely that next week, they're like, yo, we got to show the fuck out. Like, we got to get it.
Yeah.
Like, we got to play good. So I'm going to go with those. So to recap, Air Force minus 19.
Like
Oregon
it.
Minus 15.
Like it.
Ohio State minus 31.5.
Yeah.
Mississippi plus 10.5. We get the hook there.
Ugh.
Like you said, could be a great backdoor possibility.
Yeah, probably will.
Tennessee minus 1. Yay. Mm. And Washington minus 8.5. You're up.
It's okay. I see another 3-3 week in your future.
Okay. Well, I mean, I see gay porn.
Wow. I have no arguments there. No arguments there whatsoever.
This is the most we've talked about porn on this show ever. It's just because we came right from that convo.
Yeah,
with him into this, and it's just, oh god.
Listen, I'm not kidding. I just
can't get over that you didn't hear about that he was doing porn.
We
need more NFL players to do porn, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, we do. Like, we need more NFL players to do porn. I believe that that's something that this country's missing.
And Ohio has voted to legalize marijuana.
What, right now?
Right now, breaking news. Ohio has voted to legalize marijuana.
Well, dude, it's good money, man. I mean, there's good money.
Ohio votes to establish right to abortion in state's constitution.
What's going on in Ohio today? What the fuck is going on?
It's election. It's election day. Remember?
So what? But don't you need to see who wins before you can just do all this shit?
Well, no. Those are ballot measures. You know, those are special state measures right there.
Dude, you scared the shit out of me. I thought you were like Ohio got nuked by Putin. You're like, they got weed, bro. They got weed now, and I'm like, I was like, what? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
You just blurted it out. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're at war. And then you're like, they got weed now.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
All right, can you post your play so I can go to bed?
Yeah, okay. Let's see here. So starting out on the Sunday night show, I did cap already the USC-Oregon over at 74.5. Market actually has worked against me. It's down to 73.5. I still like the play. Until I see a USC game that goes under 90, I'm taking the over, okay? Call me crazy. I'm going with the over until we see it not happen. I still maintain that, yes, obviously the Oregon defense is much better than Washington or even Cal, although Cal's defense is okay. This is still a game. There's going to be major recruits in Eugene. This is still a game Oregon has to win.
That's why I bet them.
Oregon is going to go down to Bosco. They're going to go down to Modern Day. They're going to go to USC's fucking backyard, and they are going to recruit against USC.
This game is personal.
This game is personal. I believe that Oregon, not only – that's why I like Sal Bapp's line here. I think this game has the potential for it to get ugly late, and Oregon is going to pile on the points. So
just pulls away by, like, 21.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're still here on the over. Obviously, like I said, I gave that out in the Sunday night show. The other play that I gave out in the Sunday night show, it has not moved one bit, Sal Bapps, is Oklahoma State minus 2.5.
Well, it's still early in the week. It's still early in the week. It could.
But I mean, this literally is just, it's just standing still at 2.5.
Well, it's going to, I mean, how many people are like, going home from work and like betting Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Me.
Like, I mean, I know you are, but yeah. I mean, like, how many people are really doing that? Like, give
Kill?
It some time. No, Tyreek Hill is.
You know, he got kicked out of Oklahoma State, actually.
I did know that, actually.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill actually did get kicked out of Oklahoma State.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
His penis was too big for the state of Oklahoma.
He was already doing porn.
And Mike Gundy was like, hey, is that on OAN? And he was like, nah, bro, it's BET. He's like, get the fuck out.
You know, porn is like not supported by God, right, son? You'll have to take your scholarship.
Next play here, pick number three. I'm doing it, Sal Baps. I mean,
porn is so wild, bro. Like, you get paid to fuck somebody on camera.
Yeah, you do.
Like,
that's just wild.
I'm
about to do it.
And I'm not talking about the bullshit OnlyFans porn. I'm talking about, like, the OG, like, porn.
Yeah.
That we grew up with. Like,
yeah.
Like, you just, someone's like, yo, here's a bunch of money to a chick.
Yeah.
Like, off the streets, bro.
It's not a bunch of money, Sal Baps. It's like $300 to $500 a scene.
Yeah, and, like, they just, but they get these women off the streets, and they just, like, yo, would you, and they're like, yeah, I'll just let 10 guys fuck my asshole. It's crazy.
If you're talking about bang bus, that's set up, Sal Baps. That is a prearranged situation.
I guess I'm just finding this out now. All right, continue your bets.
Okay.
Onward and upward.
Yes. Pick number three here. I'm going to go with the Kansas Jayhawks, -3.5 at home against Texas Tech. The letdown was supposed to be last week.
It didn't happen.
It was supposed to be on the road against Iowa State. Iowa State is a much better team.
I capped it one.
Yeah, you capped it at one. It was a great play. Great play. I'm going to cap it this week. I'm a big believer in Jason Bean there at quarterback. They've moved on from from Jalen Daniels and his back injury. The Kansas defense, Sal Baps, has actually showed up.
They shut down
the Iowa State rushing attack, which is actually very good.
And late in that game, Iowa State, if anyone watched it, they're making a semi-attempt at coming back.
Yeah.
But Kansas just stomped it out.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm a big believer in the Jayhawks. Also, low key.
Scary team, man. When your defense is getting better late in the year like that.
Low key, Sal Baps, Lawrence, Kansas, they are starting to bring some of that Fog Allen energy into the football stadium. There's actually somewhat of a home field advantage Kansas is finally getting since, I don't know, what, 2008? Mark Mangino?
Yeah, the big boy.
Todd Reesing?
The big boy.
When they went to the Orange Bowl?
Yeah.
So I'm all about the Jayhawks -3.5. Pick number four here. I'm doing it. I'm doing it, Sal Baps.
I see it. Just do it.
I'm going to take Michigan -5.5 at Penn State.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm wearing a Penn State shirt under this hoodie.
I'm wearing MSU and I just banged the Buckeyes.
I have the hoodie on because I said before in this show, and I mean it, I am not wearing Penn State apparel in public. So even though I technically am wearing a Penn State shirt right now.
Oh, my God. You have an apron over the Penn State shirt.
You
actually blacked out the gear.
I blacked it out. It's not an apron.
That's pretty gangster.
It's a sleeveless. This is what I wear for my bachelorette parties in the summertime. The sleeveless zip down. See, it's a zip, so it's easy to, like, get on and off. And there you go. See it's the Pennsylvania State outline with the fucking Penn State stripe. Yeah, fuck that. I'm not doing it, James Franklin. Until you leave, I'm not wearing Penn State, and I am going to tail the Michigan Wolverines -5.5. This game should be a whiteout, but it's not. We've talked about it a million times before. And basically, Michigan is going to run the fucking ball down the throat of the Penn State defense. That is the weakness on this outstanding unit. Not talking about Tyreek Hill's penis, but on the unit that is Penn State's defense, Michigan is going to cover this. If you want to alt-line Michigan -9.5, I don't hate it.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, this is a way better team, bro. They're just a better team.
Penn State is going to get exposed.
I know there's still, like, Penn State fans that are, like, holding on to hope that they're not wrong about what they fear. But, dude, you got to wake up here, dude. Like, they're just not good enough. Like, they're just not.
Not good enough. Not good enough.
Dude, your outfit, I didn't even know that you did that. Like, I didn't even know that you blacked that out.
Yeah, it's a sick outfit, right?
Dude, not really. So what you look like? What you look like right now?
Yeah,
is if, like, Hulu was making, like, you know, like everyone's remaking movies.
Yeah.
You look like if Hulu was remaking The Terminator in this, like, new, like, Gen Z, like, version of it, and you were, like, casted, like, on the Hulu Terminator remake.
I look like Vanilla Ice meets Arnold Schwarzenegger right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but you don't look, you look like a Netflix remake of something from the 90s.
Oh,
like,
man.
Is that or like a Hulu version. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I actually agree. Good call. Good call.
That's just what I see, dude. It's what I see.
Next play here, pick number 5. I am going to take me a dog here finally. I need a dog. I'm going to take Stanford plus 21.
So he takes the most woke team in the fucking universe.
Stanford coming off a win. Stanford also coming off a bye. I watched every snap of that game last week for my parlay with Oregon State. Thankfully, I alt-lined it down from 13.5 down to 6.5, and I hit it by the hook. Oregon State is still a solid team overall, don't get me wrong, but there's nothing about this team that screams blowout.
I agree with that. I can't hate on that.
Yeah. I just think 21.
You're point matching. You're just point matching.
Yeah. I think Oregon State wins this game by 17, maybe 20. But if you're going to give me the full 3 touchdowns, I think Stanford, especially coming off the bye, they do cover that. So we'll take Stanford plus 21.
Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. Last play here. I need to decide here between a couple overs. Let me see here what the latest line is. Yeah, I'll do it. Fuck it. Or do I take North Carolina?
This is on you, man. Whatever you decide. See, I actually have my plays before I discuss them on air.
Well, I like to live dangerously. All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take Fresno State at San Jose State over 55.5. I've watched several every snap of Fresno State this year. Defense is, especially the defensive line, is actually a little bit undersized. It's not bad, but it's just there's a lot of leaks in it. Offense is still very good. Jeff Tedford is still getting the job done there with Mikey Keene at quarterback. San Jose State is a very short drive from Fresno State. It's a little bit of a rivalry game. Still got Cordero there at quarterback slinging it. The defense for San Jose State still blows. I think this could very easily be a 31-35 type game. So if you're going to give me 55.5, I do think we'll probably hit this by a couple points here. So we're going to go with the over in that game.
Hey, man, you know the Mountain West better than me, dude. You seem to be the expert.
I am the Mountain West wizard.
Apparently, dude. Apparently.
You know who else?
I mean, that one night when we were at the casino and you barged in demanding that they put on San Jose State, and the guy was like, well, what the fuck channel is that on? You're like, Fox Sports 7? And the guy's like, well, I got to ask my manager if we even have that. And you're like, well, do it now. I have a parlay in, dude. I need this.
Yeah, that's actually literally.
And, like, everyone else in there is watching, like, this NLCS,
right.
Padres.
Right.
Dodgers,
right.
And you're like, I want San Jose State. I want it now.
Dude, these people, they just don't understand just, you know, how much I'm in. This is, like, college football is literally the only sport that I watch. Like, I used to be into NFL.
No, dude, I mean, I was down with it. Like, I was cool with it. I thought it was hilarious.
I used to be into the NFL fantasy football. I'm not even into that anymore. Like, dude, I couldn't even tell you, like, who all 32 starting quarterbacks are in the NFL anymore.
Well, I mean, dude, look.
But I know Mountain West football.
Things change, man.
I know Mountain West football, and I know this.
NFL's woke and gay anyway.
True. And I know Fresno State.
They literally have, like, trans women refs.
Wait, they have trans refs in the NFL now?
Yeah. You didn't know
that? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck.
We have, like, non-binary women.
Get the fuck out of here. You're fucking with me.
No. Not at all.
Wow.
Steelers game had one 2 weeks ago. Tomlin was flipping out on her because she called offsides on us on a field goal attempt. Like, how is that even a thing?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And then she admitted that she has no experience at all. Dude, like, this is why I hate the world, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, they're just like, yeah, are you a woke, lit, progressive minority? Yes. You're hired. Like, yeah. They don't even check. This woman admitted.
You're now a Southwest
flight
attendant.
This woman admitted.
Or
she has no experience. It just was hired because she's a lit, minority, progressive, yeah. Like, virtue signal,
dude. When I
like chess piece.
When I left Hollywood, the black trans lesbian was like, you're a unicorn. That was your Willy Wonka golden ticket to getting a show greenlit. Was like, I was actively searching.
Well, they're
out.
NFL refs now, so
yeah, I was actively searching out whatever industry you're in. Get you a black tranny lesbian. And you just fucking, you just ride. You ride that milk gravy
net
train.
Net worth $790,000.
Exactly. Speaking of riding a milk gravy
it's
train.
It's time to grab your cocks.
Everybody grab your
grab
cocks.
Grab your cocks with us. Oh!
That's Tyreek Hill banging my girlfriend.
That's you crying in the other room.
That's me crying.
That's you crying.
As she takes
in your Domino's pizza, man.
In my
outfit.
Domino's pizza outfit as Tyreek Hill bangs.
As you're watching the Boss Cock Lock, which is...
We are going to the desert.
Yes.
My favorite place. There's lots of snakes. There's lots of tarantulas. There's bobcats. There's occasionally monsoons. You know what else we have in the desert, Salbaps?
Hopefully 28 points.
28 points at Allegiant Stadium. Speaking of the NFL, we're going to an NFL stadium. We're going to be indoors. The UNLV Running Rebels only need 27.5 points
on turf
for their team over against the Wyoming Cowboys, who have fucked me two consecutive weeks
this
in a row.
Like such a hate fade.
This is a hate fuck bet
this
right now.
This is an absolute like hate fade nuke. Like
hate fade nuke
it's
against.
So emotional.
Craig
like,
Bull.
It's such an emotional bet.
Okay, let's be rational for a second then.
It's not a wrong bet.
UNLV.
I mean, dude, they're on turf. They should score. Like
UNLV has a legitimate explosive offense.
Six out of their 10 games have gone way over 27 points. They've gotten up as high as 50 as well. Like, it should hit.
It should
hit. I'm not, like, hating. I just think it's funny how, like, we were talking about it earlier, and you're like... UNLV over. Because Wyoming's just lurking around your soul.
If Wyoming fucks me 3 weeks in a row, then I am going to show up in a Wyoming man thong.
You got to dress up as Jake Gyllenhaal on Brokeback Mountain.
I have to dress up as Jake Gyllenhaal on Brokeback Mountain.
We got a lot of gay on today. Gay and porn on this show today. Yeah. And by the way, we're not anti-gay. We're from PA. We use it as a term to...
Yeah. So the boss
put someone down.
The boss cock lock is the UNLV team over.
We love
27.5.
And we can't be homophobic because you would do gay porn.
True.
For
true.
Money.
Yeah. Which I may if I don't hit the UNLV team
and
over.
And I would literally drive you to work, so I'm not homophobic.
So I actually just to prove
I would drive you to the gay porn shoot.
I actually bet earlier in the week, I put 500 on UNLV, 28.5.
You even got it, like, you went more insane with this.
Yeah, I did. Let me show it to you, just so you believe me.
We never lie.
As I go through, yeah, there it is. There it is right there. 500 to win.
No, dude, I believe, dude, we are very transparent with our
28.5. So we need the UNLV team over big time.
But to be fair, that is all the money you have.
Yeah.
So it has to hit.
literally has to hit. I did lose a bet a couple weeks ago, a sizable bet, and I had no money for 10 days. Literally 10 days. I was eating like peanut butter and tap water.
Dude, I gotta go home. End the show. I gotta go home. This is
all right. Check us out tomorrow morning on
AP. Tomorrow morning.
AP. Yeah. That's A as in Adam, P as in Paul, for Liberty. AP for Liberty. 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're gonna be on there, blowing the fuck out of the channel. Say your prayers. Take your vitamins. Grow your own food. Make that bread, and butter them hoes.
Remember we saw Dirk played pickleball earlier? Yeah.
Dirk Nowitzki was playing pickleball on ESPN earlier.
Bro, with these two, like, 4'11 chicks, like, oh, my God, dude. I'm like, yo, did you see it's Dirk Nowitzki, bro? Like, oh, my God. Dude, my ass hurts so much. I gotta bring cushion, dude. I can't sit on this.
Yeah, we definitely need, oh, we need new chairs.
Like, I feel like I was in a Bang Bros video now. Oh. Oh! God, that hurts. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. We're going on this guy's show at 9:30.
Yeah.
All right. So, because I get up so early for work, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to do these sub things, because I'm going straight to bed. Then I'm going to post our plays. So, our plays will be up, and we'll have, I'll get 15 subs by the time you go on this guy's show.
Okay. Do you need me to send you my picks?
Yeah. I'm going to post them. I can't, like, I'm so burnt, bro. Like, I can't fucking, I have to, like. I'm, like, going to just die.
Oh, shit. I meant to bet Arizona. First half spread.
We can still add it.
Yeah, card. Add it.
Just be like, add forgot because he's gay.
Yeah. Add it. I want
yeah,
it.
Like, add it. No, I mean, I can try. I'll try and get the plays up at least, but I'll get. I'm up at like 6 a.m. Yeah. I already have my alarm set anyway. I'm going to Philly after we shoot, so I'll be up because I have to. Like, there's no way that I will.
Yeah, it was.
That was really
cool. See what kind of views we got here.
I mean, I'm assuming we're going to test the podcast. All right, I'll be over here tomorrow morning. I'll get everything up. Trust me.
All right, yo.